Cause I believe there is no doubt. Cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Tarn Wells and Jen Johnson singing it up. That's Famous for I Believe. And Josh Baldwin, Evidence. Happy Tuesday, 7:04.
Happy Tuesday, indeed. That means we're just one day away from Winning Wednesday. Listen in tomorrow for your chance to win gift cards for Frisco's Chicken in Lancaster, courtesy of Express Employment Professionals. We'll have all the details tomorrow on your Winning Wednesday.
And joining us live on the phone this morning, our friend Kristen Herzog of Hope for Haiti. Good morning,
good morning
to you, Kristen.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Fred. Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, so great to have you. Anybody want to say hi to besides us, Kristen?
Well, absolutely. I would like to say hi to my son, Kiefer Herzog, who turned 14 years old yesterday. So happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday, Kiefer. April's a great month to have a birthday, buddy. So, Kristen, tell us all about Hope for Haiti and your benefit auction that's coming up.
Absolutely, Fred. Well, Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction is actually, it's the one of Northern Lancaster County, and it's actually located here at our property, which is Herzog Homestead Event Venue. And basically what we do is we raise money through a benefit auction for Christian training programs and education in the country of Haiti. So it's a super exciting day. It'll be Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. until the last item is sold.
So tell us a little bit about how this money is used and how the donations are used to impact folks in Haiti.
Totally. Well, 100% of the auction day proceeds go directly towards the benefits to the people in Haiti. We raise support ahead of time to pay for day of event expenses so that that auction day, whether people are coming to enjoy our awesome food or purchase an item, all of that money is going directly towards the organizations and nonprofits that are in Haiti that are focusing on education and business training for small business owners.
So I know one aspect of your auction that you really like is the way different community groups come together to help make it happen. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an ironic situation. Living out here in Lancaster County and coming originally from New Jersey, I've noticed over the years that there's a lot of Christian groups that kind of do their own individual things. So, for example, the Amish might have their own benefit or their own fundraiser. The conservative Mennonites might have another. The local community has something different. What makes this auction so unique is that it's bringing together Amish, Mennonites, the local community in this group effort to support these schools and business trainings in Haiti. And to me, you know, it really makes it feel like we're a part of something bigger, not only as a Christian community at large, but also in the way that, like, you know, we're supporting each other. It's not about any one denomination. It's about coming together for this common cause. And that's what makes it so unique. So when people come to the auction, they are going to see every make, model, and SKU number of person. Everyone is invited.
That's beautiful.
Everybody is included. Kids can come. Adults can come, and it is open to the public, and it's completely free.
I love that. The Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction is coming up Saturday, May 15th. It kicks off at 9 a.m. It's happening there at the Herzog Homestead Event Venue in Ephrata. Tell everybody where you're located, Kristen.
Sure. The address is 470 West Metzler Road, outside of Ephrata, Pennsylvania. So it's a 23-acre farm and a hospitality complex. So there is plenty of room for social distancing.
That's
lots
cool.
of parking, lots of area for people who you know, want to get out but maybe not be on top of other people. There's plenty of room to walk around. There'll be children's activities. People are welcome to walk around the farm. We also have a bed and breakfast here. So for those of you listeners out there who might be coming from out of town, we're located right here on the same complex. So,
and
yeah, makes it nice and convenient.
Right.
I want to talk more about the auction and some of the things that you have as part of the auction. Can you tell us one or two things that you're super excited for now, and then we'll talk more later?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I'm excited because Haiti, the country of Haiti, has no free public education system nationwide. So unlike here where you can send your kids to public or private school, in Haiti, if you cannot afford tuition, you don't go to school. So we've actually seen some Haitian young people, 22, 23 years old, who are finally graduating from high school because they've had to stop and start so many times because of the lack of tuition money within the family. So what we're doing is we're providing the resources so that students and not only students, but really the greater community can access education tools. And that is super exciting to me because we know that Haiti is the NGO or the nonprofit capital of the world. That is what it's kind of quoted as. And this kind of auction is providing resources to help people to help themselves. Instead of throwing money at, you know, short-term solutions,
right.
We're really investing into small business owners and people who want educational tools, including a library with books in French, Haitian Creole, and English. We have a student computer center, and we also do special events in the local community, everything from pastors' trainings to movie nights. So it really kind of is a hub within the community of learning and community coming together in a positive way.
The Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction, Saturday, May 15th at Herzog Homestead Event Venue in Ephrata. And can they get the details online, Kristen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do have a website, which is hopeforhaitibenefit.auction.
Very cool. Check it out.
hopeforhaitibenefit.auction. It's kind of a weird ending, dot auction and not dot com. But
yeah, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's why we were like, okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so they can definitely check that out. We also have a Facebook page, which is Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction. There are quite a few of them throughout the county and the country, so we are called the Hope for Haiti Benefit Auction of Northern Lancaster County. So that's kind of our full name, not to bore anybody, but that's the full name of the organization.
check it out online, hopeforhaitibenefit.auction. We'll talk more with Kristen coming up in just a bit. Vertical Worship at Jordan Smith are next.
With SRN.